back to the program. We appreciate you sticking with us. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. As soon as you hear us clear a line, that'll be your cue to call us. We bring Dave from Tucson into the conversation.
Hey, we're talking about security, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about securing your home. There's one thing you should do before you secure your home.
Uh-oh. What is it? What
document.
What did I forget?
Document.
Oh, yes, I did forget that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty important.
We talked about it on the show, actually, just a couple weeks ago, and how important it is. I'd like all of our friends and homeowners to take the time to get your movie camera put together and film everything in your house. Actually, just go room by room. Film every single wall slowly and up close. Pan the room. And then go in and show the artist's name on that particular piece of artwork. As you're showing these things, talk about where you bought the picture, when it was that you purchased it, if you can remember what you paid for it. Do the same thing. Don't forget to film underneath your beds if you keep valuables or clothing or anything under there of any value at all. Pull it out from under the bed and film it. Don't forget to open all the drawers and film inside the drawers. Don't forget to take out all of your jewelry or valuable coin or stamp collections and spread it out and film it and get it all documented, talking to yourself the whole time you're doing this. And then you need to make copies of it. And how would you do that?
Well, you can do it on a CD. You could do it on a flash drive. You could, Mom made a good point. You may not want it on your computer if you don't know how to make that a locking or a secure file, because if somebody was ever to get on your computer while you were gone, log in and get all the information of everything you had listed and valuable. But you a couple flash drives are cheap. They're easy. You could put one in a safe. You could give one to a trusted family member to hold on to for a backup, and then even a CD in one of the fireproof, whatchamacallit,
boxes. Yeah.
And or at the safety deposit box at the bank. So film it, take it slow. It isn't anything you're ever going to watch for entertainment value, but at the chance you would ever lose everything, not only just in a home burglary, where you're not going to lose everything, you're just going to lose some key critical valuable components. But as we know here in Arizona, we have families now that have lost everything here in just this past week. And a couple of disc or thumb drives that would contain all of these contents would make their recovery much, much easier. All right, let's go to the phone and see if we can squeeze a call in here. We do have an open line for you, 1-888-767-4348. Dave calling from Tucson. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Now, before you can ask me your question, I get to ask you one.
Yeah, now that all the easy ones are gone.
And here we go. Here we go. I'm glad you realize the easy ones are gone. What battle of the Revolutionary War inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star-Spangled Banner?
I'm going to say Lexington or Concord.
Okay, it's a trick question. It was actually the War of 1812.
Okay.
I was going to say, that was in Baltimore much later.
All right, Dave, your turn, my friend.
You know what? Putting in some fence posts. Got a corral-type deal. It's actually a dog run, but probably 50 or 60 posts. They're called peelers. We set these things in about 3 years ago, and some of them are actually starting to break off already. And wondering if you have any suggestions on setting these posts. We were going to put a couple inches of gravel in these ones, hit them with some roofing emulsions, and try and bury them again.
Okay. I would not hit them with roof emulsion. Because, Dave, then what you're doing is you're building a water entrapment cup. Okay?
Okay.
I would let the wood breathe. I like the idea of the drainage on the gravel. The other thing that we would do a bit, the fact that you have 50 or 60, you know, as I was replacing each one, I would get a 12-inch diameter piece of PVC pipe, and I'd cut it about 12 or 18 inches deep. And I would set that about 6 inches above grade, okay? So it's in the ground about 12 inches. It's above the grade about 6 inches.
Okay.
and the post goes in the middle of that. Then I would pour my concrete and I would slope the concrete away from the post to the outside edge of the PVC. So every single post had a little drainage surface away from it.
And you're above grade.
That's right. That exactly right. Now, some is this for a horse?
No. It actually is a dog run, but it's set up that way, and it's aesthetically pretty nice looking. So I want to redo it and keep it the same way.
Yeah, and feel free, Dave, to send me a photo of that, and if I would see a picture, I could actually have another idea or two. But you're going the right direction. The drainage is a good idea. Let the post get wet. Let the gravity take the water out the bottom of the post. That's why I would tell you don't put a roofing sealer on it.
So no treating, no critter treating, no nothing. Just set them in the ground as they are.
Well, let's see.
If you're setting them in concrete or just straight
in the ground? You know what? This is the second point I was going to bring up. We were trying to avoid the concrete. They were all set in dirt, and that's what we did this last time. But now I'm told, you know what, the concrete is another way to preserve these posts.
It will help, and it'll actually stabilize the post quite a bit as well. If you'll email me a picture of what you're dealing with, I'll actually draw you a little sketch of how I would do it, and then you could weigh that against the other ideas you get, and then when you decide to do what you're going to do, send us some pictures of what it looks like and let us know how it holds up. Dave from Tucson, we appreciate the call. We've got an open line for anybody else that'd like to get in right here at Rosie on the House.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.